Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is 7:20, a little REM on your Sunday morning, and it is time to be joined by our political analysts, Hancock and Kelly. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So let's start with the debate issue. It was it's planned for September. It was going to be Trump and Biden on ABC. Trump has said he's not going to do that. He has asked for it to be on Fox. Michael, I'll start with you. To be fair, the last one was on CNN. So should Kamala Harris go along with that?
Well, this is what was agreed to when this all started. And so I don't think you're going to see the Harris campaign move off of the dates, because it's a narrative that they can continue to play, that Donald Trump, can't speak about policy and needs to do it in a friendly environment. So I don't anticipate that Harris would buckle to that. It will be interesting to see if President Trump buckles finally as a result of public pressure to hold up the existing debate day. But I don't see Harris buckling.
But why? She has talked a pretty big game about, hey, let's do it. Let's debate.
And there's a date scheduled. And I think that's what she'll stand by. Because it's something that's already been established, and they can have a narrative that points out that this guy wants to do everything special for himself because he can't speak policy. And I think that's the argument that you'll see.
John, you have a different thought on that?
Well, I think there'll be a debate. I do think there will be at least one debate. I don't think it'll be the ABC debate necessarily. But what's going to happen, somebody is going to get to Labor Day and find that they're behind in the race. And the trajectory of the line right now would indicate that Harris is going to be in the lead coming out of her convention. But regardless, one of these candidates is going to have an edge in the polls. The other one is going to want to have a debate at that point. And they're probably going to need to have a debate at that point. And the debate is the one thing that could fundamentally alter the way that the race is going. So I suspect that whoever finds themselves trailing is going to figure out a way to debate their opponent.
But when we have this debate, will there be issues discussed, or will it be you're weird? No, you're weird kind of thing.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be a lot of that. but you know, there will be substantive questions asked, and then it's up to the candidates whether they're going to address them in that fashion or not.
Fair enough. How about the VP pick? Michael, who do you think that Kamala Harris should go with?
I think she's going to pick Governor Shapiro from Pennsylvania. There's no pathway to the White House for the Democrats without winning the state of Pennsylvania. The map has got much better options for the Republicans currently as it sits. And so Pennsylvania could be that one state that just ruins it for the Democrats. So it seems to me that we may see a vice presidential pick that has a nod to that, and hopefully would help bring the state of Pennsylvania. The other two that I think I wouldn't be surprised to hear is Mark Kelly who I think would be a kind of a folksy Midwestern type feel candidate who could go into union halls and talk about, you know, space and fighter jet stories. And then I, my dark horse, which I don't think will get chosen, but I think is probably the best communicator in the Democratic Party. That's Pete Buttigieg, who continues to just systematically dismantle anything that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance say. So those are the three, I think, that are under consideration, and I think it will be Governor Shapiro.
Hancock, do you agree with that?
I do. I think it's quite obviously going to be Shapiro. I think it's a mistake if it's not Shapiro. Now, I don't know what the vetting process is, and, you know, you hope that the Harris campaign does a thorough vetting job, and maybe there's something there that would be prohibited. But I think short of that, all things being equal, Shapiro is the obvious choice, and usually the obvious choice is the choice.
Yeah, to point it out, it has been a short vetting process versus usually you have a few months. It's only been a couple weeks for Kamala Harris, so there is that to consider. Now let's talk a little more regional. The Cori Bush-Wesley Bell race, the primary is on Tuesday. Michael, who do you think is going to win that race?
I think Wesley Bell wins it. I think it's going to be an extremely close race, and it will come down to shoe leather politics. And what do I mean by that? People power, people getting to the doors, making sure their votes are getting out. Cori Bush has risen, and her political dynasty here in St. Louis has risen based on people power. So that's definitely an advantage for her. I've never seen the amount of money that's being spent in this congressional race, Scott. It's raining cash on both sides of this race, and the preponderance of that money comes to Wesley Bell, and I just think that that momentum is going to be really hard for Cori Bush to stop because the ads and the education on her for the past month have really gone unanswered in a lot of ways.
Well, and besides the ads, we've all seen them. We're besieged by them every single day. What is the reason you think that Wesley Bell will win?
Oh, I think he it winds up providing what Cori Bush said she was going to be, which was being a progressive Democrat who stands for democratic principles. I think the biggest problem that Cori Bush faces, particularly with institutional groups inside the Democratic Party, like trial attorneys, like labor, are her votes against many of the Biden objectives. And I think that's an easy thing for Wesley Bell to continue to point to, that this is a person who's quite Trumpian and wanting to put the spotlight on her rather than dealing with the issues of her constituents.
John, you want to weigh in on that one?
Yeah, I think Bell wins. I think it's fairly comfortable. One of the things that happens when you have the kind of spending that's taken place in this race is that it tends to increase voter turnout. The more money spent, the more attention given, the more votes cast. And that certainly accrues to Wesley Bell at the expense of Cori Bush, who has a very loyal, if small, dedicated base of progressive supporters. Those folks are going to turn out. I just think they're going to get swamped by the rank and file Democrat that says, I've had enough, and they vote for change.
All right. How about the gubernatorial race, John?
Well, I work for a PAC that supports Mike Keogh, so I hope he wins. I believe he's going to win. I think it's going to be very close. I've seen polls over the last 48 hours that show Keogh ahead. I saw one yesterday that had the race as a dead heat. The one consistent thing in all of the polling that I've seen for the last several weeks is that it's a two-horse race between Jay Ashcroft and Mike Keogh. I think Keogh pulls it out, but I think it's going to be very close.
Michael, do you have any thoughts on the governor's race?
Yeah, I'm not working for either of them. I hope they all don't run. If I had to place a wager right now, I'd put my money on Mike Keogh. I think he's run a solid campaign communicating about issues when both of his opponents have spent a lot of time doing the leg grabbing of Donald Trump and shooting their guns. I think people are looking for more than that these days, and I think Mike Keogh offers some common sense inside the Republican Party, which is much needed, but would be far better if we have a Democrat elected governor, that's for sure.
Yeah, what are the chances of that happening?
Well, it's really hard in the state of Missouri, but we have a primary on the Democratic side as well. I'm helping minority leader Crystal Quaid in her efforts to become the Democratic nominee. She's running against businessman Mike Hamra, who spent close to $3 million. Money, as we said in the congressional race, is really hard to overcome. I think right now this race leans towards Hamra, but anything could happen on Election Day.
Well, you point out there go ahead, John. Sorry.
Well, just the likelihood of the Democrats winning the governor's office in November here is roughly the same as Miles Michael is pitching a perfect game in Chicago this evening.
Well, that about
it's on national TV. What a story that would be, Hancock.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Yeah, yeah. The ads about the guns, I don't quite get all that. There's a lot of them, and it seems like the climate we're in with mass shootings and whatnot doesn't seem like it's that intelligent of a move. But you know, what do I know? All right, guys.
It seems like almost, 80% of the ads are with weapons, and I don't get it, and sometimes have to wonder if I live in a state that's completely the opposite of what I am, which is what we see here.
All right, Michael Kelly, John Hancock, thanks as always.
Peace and love.
See you, boys.
All right. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the
end of the world. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.